Warning, warning. Two idiots are reading the SCP files over the intercom. Now, cover your ears and just go on and wait for further instructions, okay?
Hello, and welcome back to Discovering SCP, my little discovering heads. I'm sorry. I don't like that. I regret that? It as I said it.
Discovering head? Come on, dude.
That's my favorite way of naming a fanbase, just like X-Head.
I do like that as well. Also, this image under section 1.4 is like actually hurting my eyes. It's like slightly vibrating.
You can't comprehend it?
Stop. No, it's like too much.
Is it like...
I have sensitive eyes.
Sorry. Shield your sensitive eyes.
Bitch eyes. Hey. Anyway, we have something... Yeah?
You're not a baby, and you're not a bitch, okay? You just got problems.
Of the mental variety.
You're just a freak, okay?
You're just a
and there's nothing to be ashamed
freak.
Of. And I know you're not ashamed. High. You've shown that.
God damn!
It just alternates between supportive and, like, soul-crushing.
There was a bit someone did on that. I'm trying to remember what series that was from. But I have an important announcement.
You did?
We technically missed our anniversary by not doing an episode last week. But...
Ken, we've now been doing this for 4 years.
Fantastic. And that's why this is the last one. No, it's not the last one.
I was ready for it to be the last one. It feels like it. Look how fucking long this article is. Oh my god. The more I look at it, the more I'm just...
Post in the comments whether this should be the last one.
I talked in Big Game. I was like, I'm not going to bitch about the length, but that was when I didn't think there would be a one-week hiatus in between. And now, coming back to it, I'm just like, whoa.
Well, if you recall, I'll go over what happened last time.
Yeah, very brief.
So, big city in the desert, you can't find it unless you have, like, cybernetic implants or prosthetics or something. They went in, there's little horseshoe crab robots being cute. They went underground.
He's a very handsome doctor guy.
Yeah, and they went underground, the MTF, and they found a vaguely humanoid figure in big bit of metal, and he was like, hey, welcome, you found it.
Welcome to Amoni Ram.
He opened his eyes, he says, welcome to Rounder House's gold proposal, SCP-001, Amoni Ram. We've been expecting you. You didn't say that.
Has there ever been an 001 that wasn't like a million words long?
Oh, yeah.
Just like a normal article? Ooh. Like what?
I'm pretty sure we've read some of them.
We should go back to that. But for
it's
now,
time to
we
begin
are...
the time loop where we go back to the start.
Yeah, we just restart the whole podcast.
Yeah, but maybe this time, with the lessons we've learned, we can make it to the good ending.
This time we're at...
Section 1.4, further investigation. Further. Yes, further.
Father.
Father? I sent you those, right? Yeah. The fucking rich British kid videos.
Let's get into it.
Yeah. Read the story.
Further inquiries from Echo Team to SCP-A1 were rebuffed or met with nonsensical statements. Sounds like he's one of us. He repeatedly expressed a desire to speak with the scholars, interpreted to refer to Drs. Aram and Nussbaum. I can sympathise and want to meet Dr. Aram.
Yeah, he's
a handsome devil. Echo Team spent the following hours mapping a path back to the surface, utilizing their CTMs. Upon arrival, researchers used the collected data to construct a 3D rendering of a significant portion of Amoni Ram's undersea, attached below. Look at it closely, Darnell. Tell me how your eyes feel.
It's like a vibrating gear city, and it's in like concentric rings, and then there's a tower of rings. It's like a lot.
Can you comprehend it?
And let's put it on screen for a minute. If you have sensitive eyes, don't look at it.
Yeah, put some strobe lights on it. So, no, don't do that.
Don't do that.
Please, the numbers. Right. Don't do that. If you do that, go back now and remove them.
Re-edit the whole podcast.
Anomalous, start back on episode one.
What if we did that one episode? We're just like, Anomalous, by the way, edit this every few whatever interval, and then at the end we're like, actually, unedit it.
Evil. Evil. We'd lose Anomalous. Put one of those Hololives on the screen. That'll get us some views.
Did you ever have to do one of those? So what in school, they fucking, when I was a kid in elementary, they gave us this list of instructions, right? And it would be something like, get a piece of paper, fold it in half, write your name, draw this, write that, right? It's like 18 some instructions.
Okay.
But then at the very end, it says, only do instructions 1 through 3. So it was supposed to be like, oh, were you good and you read all the instructions first before starting?
It sounds like psychological torture.
Yeah. So what happened was, as an adult, in college or at work or somewhere, I don't remember, like at an old job or something, that came up again. And I was like the only one who passed it. And they're like, wow, you must be really smart. Or like, oh, wow, you read instructions. I go, no, this has happened to me before. I won't be burned again. But yeah, that's my story. Sorry. That's all I had to say. Did you never have to do anything like that?
No.
They just taught you normally?
Yeah, they just like letters and numbers. Did you know those? Did they teach you those?
Yes. Those. Well, like, you got those over I get there? The principle. I get the principle, right? Like, read the whole thing before you start. But like, when in life will you ever read a direction that's like, ignore the other directions at the end? Like, that was just mean, right?
It does sound cruel. But I don't approve. And it explains a lot.
Your responses make me worry I've yapped too much.
No. It is cruel, and it makes me understand like where you're coming from. But
yeah, now I understand why you're so fucked in the head.
Yeah. It makes me understand why you're such a freak.
When you were like 7 and that broke everything.
Yeah, there's a ripple effect we can see here.
It's impacted
your personality, I can tell.
Oh my
but
god.
You know, that's okay. Everyone has their own trauma.
You're really good at making me self-conscious.
I'm sorry.
It's like a skill. No, it's good. I love it.
Negging.
You're like the neg king. How many bitches do you get with that?
The strongest neg of today versus the strongest neg in history.
Who's the strongest in history?
I don't know. George Washington.
Famous for negging people?
Yeah.
You're not a good soldier. Get on the battlefield.
Hey, it's okay. I can see you trying your best. He says,
your ass could never cross the Delaware. Fucking swamp ass.
He's like one of his soldiers in bullet wound. He's like, hey, I can see you trying your best, but we might lose because of that.
Oh, did someone forget how to sew up holes in their clothes? These were expensive, soldier.
That equipment is more expensive than you.
Do you know the value of this bullet?
Okay, we gotta keep going.
Yeah, Echo Team.
We could talk about the American Revolution for hours.
We need to make a lore.
While mentioning zero historical facts.
It is weird that we have like our own basically canon for the Revolutionary War and what it meant. We should write a book about that. I think that would be a fucking... That would be an unironically hilarious book or comic. Just like the Shonen Revolutionary War. Anyway, please continue.
George Washington is like Venizelos fighting him. It's like he has 3 abilities: red, white, and blue, all of which I can handle.
All of which came from us. Remember the Union Jack?
Okay.
And then like the cross slashes Sukuna does, but it's the Union Jack.
Union Jack, God save the king.
I love God save the king.
You, however, can only be damned.
Very well, George Washington. Impressive. You'll be the first peasant to witness it, my divine right of kings.
Not even King George has seen this form.
Wait, is he fighting someone higher up than King George?
No, it's like Benedict Arnold.
Behold the fruit of the snake. The deceiver.
It's like a snake.
Anyways,
man.
Echo Team was debriefed.
He was debriefed and declared that the Undercity was largely safe for exploration, barring particularly heavily corroded passages and areas infested by the anomalous extinct vegetation species, tentatively classified as B, and the pods of acid, classified as Dash. So you give me one of those fucking things, bro. Subsequent sample analysis determined that the external skin of the pods was an organic but calcified substance similar to flesh. Project leads Aram and Nussbaum were briefed on the discovery of A1 under the palace and its request for their presence. Both agreed to conduct an interview and were escorted by a contingent of armed tactical response officers to A1's chamber the following day. Who do you want to be?
Did you pronounce contingent like cogitant?
Contingent, I said.
Interesting. I think last time I was one of us was doing the offensive German accent.
Oh, then you were Nussbaum then.
Yeah,
it really offended me.
Begin log.
Party enters the party. The party enters the chamber. Dash A1's bodily components hang limply from the wall.
Hello?
Is it alive? Its head twitches upwards. No. Welcome.
Oh my god!
What?
Stop the dialogue!
What?
Oh my god!
What? What are you? I am. I was. I remain. What are you?
We are scholars wishing to investigate the history of this city.
Scholars? Its head goes limp. The wall of machinery behind it shudders. For several seconds, it bursts into a flurry of activity with a sudden uttering thrashing. Small objects fly through the vacuum tubes. Gears can be seen turning and ticking. Primitive lights flicker on and off. It winds down as A1 raises its head again. The great grand city of Amoni Ram is home to four academies, 16 schools, and scores of scholars and learned men, discovering, working, blending the gifts of God. What gives you the right to call yourself a scholar?
Anyone who seeks knowledge can call themselves a scholar, I suppose. And we have not seen anyone else since we arrived here.
Your army arrived here 2 cycles ago. How'd you figure that out from down here?
Why is he always edging now?
Because he's like an Instagram boy. Have been observing. The automata are scholars. They are servants, soldiers, and everything else. I have learned your language from seeing your troops, the white coats, and the tan patterns.
I see. You see what the Dash A instances see?
They are the eyes, and I am the hard metal mind. And you have come to conquer my city?
Oh, no, no, no. We are not an army.
Armies have generals, kings, priests, free men who must be guarded. You walk in here with guards. You claim you are no general, king and queen, leaders of your people. How come we can't be priests? I am a priest. You have no shred of God in your heart. I can smell it. Then, yes, I suppose we're leaders of our people. Welcome, mechanist and scholar, to the second spire, white city of the broken empire, finger of Mekane, the Fulad throne, the great and holy city of Amoni Ram. Whoa.
Could you explain what that means?
You are unaware of our history? How long has it been?
We are not entirely sure of how long it has been since whatever happened here. But thousands of years at the minimum. We didn't think anyone would still be alive.
Once again, A1 goes limp and appears to be computing something for several seconds. I am not alive. Are you some sort of machine? Yes, you are meat wet dripping to the bone, oh my. I am the kiss of God, shining steel and Fulad. I am made in the Mekane's image, and you are everything I am not. Aram raises his hand. All right, we're running in circles. Stop. He freezes. Your arm, let me see it. A Dash A instance detaches itself from the wall and approaches Ram, lightly scaling his coat and onto his prosthetic arm, inspecting it for several seconds. During this time, Aram says nothing. Eventually, the instance drops to the floor and skitters away. Amoni Ram was a city of science and blessing, the Mekane's gift to us, the golden metal, the Fulad. It allowed us to construct wonderful things. Every man, woman, and child presented with augmentations like these, like yours, to become something better than human. Well, I'm not the only one. The vast majority of our personnel in the city have some form of augments. Dr. Nussbaum and all our security personnel have oculars. I have my prosthetics, and there are countless others. It is silent. Actually, no, it's not. You are allowed entry to the city of Amoni Ram.
Said never mind.
You will record our history and our creations. I will assist you. You will make sure we are not forgotten. You will be our legacy. Silence, actually not. I have not been repaired in many revolutions. There are gaps, holes, flaws in my memory, but the temple contains an inexorable record of our city's godly creation. I will give you a translation. You will ask me for everything else. We're also going to need insight on the technology of the city. Yes, I will answer any inquiries you have, mechanists. The automata will show you the paths of the labyrinth that are unsafe. The real wonders of the city lie below.
Thank you. We are in your debt.
No, a bargain has been struck. A fair exchange. We show you and you preserve the Mechanite Empire. Go now.
It's hardly a bargain. There's no, like, physical goods being exchanged here.
That's it. Time to get off this seat. Head of the Mechanite clan. A1.
Guess we're ready to rumble.
Make up as gods.
He starts doing, like, chop action. Alright. You got this?
Yeah. A1 presented Dr. Zaram Nussbaum with a series of documents printed from its body. The documents were as follows. A basic translation guide from the language all records of Inamoni Ram are written in, coined Mechanite, to English, with some Greek bywords. Digitized and distributed to all members of the archaeological team. A map of the Undercity, fully annotated with sections of interest and unpassable areas that Echo Team had missed. Combined with the CTM map formed by Echo Team to offer a complete map of the Undercity. Full schematics of various technologies found in the city, digitized and distributed to all members of the engineering team. In addition, a small mechanical device of unknown function was provided to Dr. Aram. With the assistance provided by Dash A1, research into Inamoni Ram began in earnest on September 12th, 1983. That's kind of sad, though, if you think about it.
Why?
Because Dr. Aram, he's, like, old now.
Yeah?
His good looks are gone.
Maybe he became... Well, hold on, this is a Mechanite thing, so maybe he became Eternal. He's, like, Robot Aram now.
Hmm. Maybe.
We don't know how it ends.
The way it ends?
Attached documents.
Yeah.
September 1983.
Mural analysis. Inamoni Ram initiative. Should we popcorn there between these then?
Yeah, I was going to offer to take this one off.
Oh yeah, sure. Go ahead.
If you want to... The temple courtyard contains intricate murals depicting what Dr. Nussbaum theorizes as a creation myth for the extant Mechanite culture. Accompanying these are plaques bearing an inscription in Mechanite. While the rest of the archaeological team investigated the rest of the city, a small team was dedicated to translating the courtyard engravings. Side description. First relief depicts a scene of three figures wrestling in a dark void, followed by the figures falling to different corners of a slightly inaccurate...
The Indian subcontinent extends much farther into the Indian Ocean. There is a land bridge between China and Japanese archipelago, and there are 7 inland seas of varying size.
Did you guys notice that character arc there?
I did notice that.
The word now.
Archipelago.
A slightly inaccurate map of Asia. One lands in the far corner of the Indian subcontinent, one lands on the coast of China, and one lands in the center of the Arabian Peninsula. This final figure dominates the rest of the scenes. It is revealed to be a massive but lithe figure dressed in golden armor. A shepherd, his wife, and his 3 lame sheep happen upon it, buried in the sand, obviously wounded. Translation. Before the new pantheon, before the smoke and the singing, the old gods fought their war over nothing. They wounded each other and fell, twisting and writhing, to the lowest world. Mechain, blessed be her name, alighted in the far west under the scorching gaze of the sun. She rested in the dunes, uncovered by the flock of a shepherd, Bumaro. Should I keep reading this as a robot?
Probably not, because it's just a text. I don't know why it's a robot.
Well, I think because the last all caps was robot guy.
That's right.
I expected it to be like robot speak. Hang on. Next one. The god reaches out and touches the shepherd and his wife. The shepherd's missing leg is replaced by a metal limb, and his shepherd's crook is replaced by a spear, both made from the golden metal. His wife's eyes glow gold, and large metal wings spring from her back. The sheep are armored over to resemble SCP-001-A instances. Together, the shepherd, his wife, and their flock attempt to raise the god from the sand. Mechain drew forth her touch and raised them. Bumaro's lame leg replaced by a greave. Hidara's sight restored and all given the form of the angels. Grateful, they sought to raise their new god from her tomb, and they failed. Next description. The god digs deeper, lying face down in the sand. It looks up at the shepherd and strips the armor from its massive fist. The shepherd takes the armor and fashions a simple forge, melting and reforging it into a suit of armor in the image of the god and a massive throne. He returns to his village where the people naturally submit to him. Many are disabled and lacking limbs. They return to the resting place of the god, who touches them all in turn, replacing their shortcomings with its gifts. They rejoice and, as the god strips its armor, use the metal to construct a shining city on its back. She knew that the wound was not mortal, but crippling. She understood her fate and entrusted her legacy to Bumaro and his blood. He became the first blacksmith, shaping the metal of her body as she shaped life itself. He made himself in her image, and the people were awed. For their faith, they were uplifted beyond the chains of humanity, and from her stripped armor they raised the first city on the back of the sleeping goddess, Amoni Ram, City of Fulad, Shining Gate of the West.
Fantastic. Good for them.
Wow, good for them.
Now I'll do the machinery lock. Stand back, little man. I've got this one.
Yes, sir.
So this is a rank A SCP writer. From September to February, hundreds of pieces of technology were analysed and investigated by the engineering team. While many were too degraded to be of any practical use, they were still highly illuminating in determining the technology level of the extant mechanic culture. A few particularly notable discoveries are attached. Description. 4-meter poles inset into the ground at various intervals through the streets of Amoni Ram. 6 disc-shaped objects a meter wide top each pole. When electric current is applied to the pole, the discs begin to knock against each other, emitting radio waves for unclear purpose. Currently theorized to be some sort of conductor system for the city, possibly an attempt at raising a free wireless power system. Description. Large, partially subterranean greenhouses are occupying a significant portion of the western district of the city. Copper pipes running underground gases alternately cool and heat them according to valves, and the greenhouses are several floors tall, utilising novel organisation and irrigation techniques. Operating at maximum efficiency, a large portion of the city's theorised 500,000 population could have been fed by them.
Oh, yum yum yum.
Yum yum yum. Description. A series of magnetically charged rails running through the city in a loop, though all the cars have been completely ruined. Applying a specific electrical charge allows rapid, high-speed movement through the city. Based on the lack of stations or stopping points, this is believed to be a hop-on, hop-off method of mass transit and extraordinarily low overhead. Would you jump on?
Yeah.
Why have a gas?
Description. Small metal shield.
No, sorry, I didn't mean popcorn, I mean would you jump on the train?
Yeah, I love trains. I'm autistic, so of course I do. Smile.
And then it would eat you.
Wait, what? Why would it eat me?
Because it just what? Description.
Why?
Small metal shield.
One good reason why he would munch on my flesh.
You know.
That's what I thought. You don't know trains like I do.
You've never seen the soul of a train. Do you know why? Because there's nothing to see.
It's all cold metal and coal, baby.
It's like, I was wrong about you. You're just a stupid train.
Thomas the choo-choo train.
Thomas is like, of course I'm a train. What did you think I was?
You thought I was your a friends? Person like you? He's like covered in blood.
It's like, your friend? I go from A to B, and I don't let anything get in my way.
And I always make my times.
Anything that would impede that, he narrows his big train eyes, is my enemy.
It's just like there's a corpse and the dude's wife on the ground.
She would have got out of the way if you just waited.
Waited. I don't know who tied her to those tracks, but I finished the job, okay? I always finish.
The whims of humans are no concern of mine.
Where were we again?
Description. Small metal shields with 2 switches on the handle. When fully powered, one switch projects a rapidly oscillating energy shield that protects the wearer against fast-moving kinetic objects. The shield can be maintained for up to 20 minutes on a full charge. The other switch projects a skin-tight shield that camouflages the wearer of the surroundings, effectively rendering them visible. This is much more power-intensive and can only be maintained for 3 to 6 minutes depending on movement. This sounds very useful. Description.
Is this just the shield pack in Helldivers?
Yeah, but better.
Yeah, nice.
It's an even more efficient Helldive.
Yeah.
Description. Large constructs, two in every district, set into the ground. They're not part of the Undercity. The locks and seals have been damaged. Inside are large machines that have been investigated to contain radioactive materials. Details are currently sealed, but the engineering team is of the opinion that these could have been functional nuclear or possibly cold fusion reactors, supplying electricity to the city's power grid and power poles. Description. Unclear. Large sections of the Undercity are inaccessible, making thorough analysis difficult. However, the engineering team agreed that a significant portion of the Undercity appears to be one gargantuan machine, incorporating mundane technology along with paratechnology. Further research required.
Ooh. Would you do further research?
Of course I would. What if you couldn't read mechanites? If I couldn't read mechanite, it might give me a little trouble.
Would you stop exploring a Moni Ram?
Nah, I'd research.
Damn. See, that's a dedicated doctor right there.
Dude. That it seems like a Dr. Aram fan cam.
It's just like an edit video with like fucking TikTok music. Boom, bop, 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 bop. It's like zooming in on his face the same three shots.
It's only one picture.
Yeah, I just keep zooming in on the same photo. The worst edit of all time. It's just the one photo from the fucking article earlier. What are we doing again?
In the process of research and excavation, Dash Ainsons has led the archaeological team to a structure within the Southern District. Woo-wee! There appears to be a record centre, possibly a library or university.
Well, you guys have an equivalent of that in England, where it's like people who are in like another section of the country that talk different, think different?
Yeah, the North. That's where I am.
Oh, is that good or bad?
It's best. If you're from South, if you're from fucking London, you're nothing but a fucking snob.
Really? Really?
Yeah.
Are you the hardworking...
Exactly. Historically, yes.
Wow, interesting. How's that affected your life?
It's affected my life in that I have risen above it and become smart.
You send pipe bombs to everyone who lives in the city.
I don't do that. YouTube, I don't do that.
I think he does that, YouTube. I think you should investigate.
Okay, I'm going to have to use my hell dive now.
No!
Hell dive. Orbital laser.
Oh, fuck. Dude, God, now I just want to play Helldivers. Fuck! One of these days, we'll record Helldivers.
It's like, yeah, I'm full of it. What happened? Did you think my orbital laser could only be huge?
Fucking holding it, the stratagem thing in your hand, and it beams out.
I'm fighting you in the fist fight, like, shove the orbital laser stratagem in your mouth.
Choke on it! Smash your teeth into it.
You're about to receive a wonderful gift.
Be bathed in holy light, okay?
Anything that approaches me will be destroyed by God's light. Okay. Well, the vast majority of the paper documents contained therein were rotted and illegible. The metal and clay tablets were remarkably well preserved. The incidents further directed personnel to a basement section containing a large metal safe, since rusted off its hinges. Within was a cache of several dozen metal cylinders, measuring 10 centimeters in diameter, imprinted with writing and mechanite. Due to their form, the language, and several other factors, only one was immediately translated. Would you like to say this?
Of course. Let me do that. Attached document, November 1983. And the shining eye of the Empire rose as Bumaro took his anointed seat on the Fulad throne. Amoni Ram rose from the sands on the back of Mekane, her pieces scattered to the six winds and the five corners of the world. As the slaves marched on Adatum in the east, and the covenants were struck in the south, so too was the holiest and godliest of magics given freely to man under the watchful eye of the sun. And the sword of Mekane cut a swath through the world, and all those trembled in fear until they saw the light of the Ram, the greatest city of man, gifted by Mekane, but built by the hands of the workers, not the demons of the covenant or the flesh slaves. The Empire swelled, and the Metal Road ferried new people, and Amoni Ram swelled from their presence, and the world was good as Bumaro watched from his throne for his reign of centuries. And when his reign ended and his golden body passed, the Empress Hadara wept, and the city of Amoni Ram wept with her, and they rested their hope onto the heir. and Hashir Bumaro grew into a wise king under the auspices of his family, and gave his arm and his leg for his empire, just as his father had done. And in that way Bumaro lived on, resting in the soul of his son, and his son's son, and so on forevermore. And the Emperor Bumaro used the throne to invoke the wisdom of his past lives, and in that way the empire conquered and slew its way into the world, and it was led into the continent, and into the conflict with the other nations of man, bloody and brutal. Devastation.
After several weeks and months of independent research, another interview was scheduled -A1 to see clarification on the discoveries made, as well as input on technical questions. Interviewers: Nussbaum, that's you; Robert Aram, that's me; Cedric Blaskowitz, that's you; Sarah McKibben, that's me; Bill Tenz, that's you; and Mohammed Said, that's me.
Alright, I can remember this. Nussbaum, Blaskowitz, Bill. I'm the bees.
Okay.
Nussbaum.
Hello, A1. A1's head twitches upwards. The scholars return. It has been many cycles. I have watched.
Yes, your little automata. They have been very helpful.
Yes, what are these ones?
Sorry?
It flicks an arm at the doctors and researchers. These ones, they were not here last visit. Oh yes, these are your attendants. What? You are a king and queen, you said. Bumaro and Hedara had attendants to serve them. Are these your attendants? Nussbaum.
Oh, that's me! Sorry. Sorry, I'm very spacey today. No, it's not...
Yes, that's right. Our attendants. You can trust them. They're with us. Do they speak? They can. And I think they've got some questions for you, if you're inclined to answer. You are a strange king. I will answer. Nussbaum?
Oh, that's me. Sorry, I'm so sorry. I keep thinking it's you. My brain is fucking fried. Thank you. And we never did get a name for you, did we?
You may call me a preserver. It is my function.
Excellent. A pleasure to meet you, preserver.
There are motions to engineer to you. Right. Right. Yes, hello. We've been disassembling and investigating machinery in the city and undercity, and we keep coming across this bronzes alloy. It's too hard to take samples from, and trying to break us has gotten us nowhere. You speak of the Fulad. You said that before, haven't you? Who's McKibben?
You. I'm the bees.
Okay. We've seen their word in our translations. Yes, the Fulad is a metal, a gift from Mekain. With it we forged our swords, our technology, our very way of life. It is the backbone the Empire was built on, a sign of favor from God, that we were the chosen people. The smiths knew how to work and melt the metal best, but every citizen was expected to know. A nation of swordsmen and foundries. The writings mention a Fulad throne. The throne crafted by Bumaro from the first ingots of Fulad, stripped from the armor of Mekain herself. It is holy beyond holiness, divine beyond divinity. Its very presence is a symbol of power. And now it sits empty in the throne room. Devastation.
Is it possible you could teach us to work the Fulad? It would be great.
Yes, you will learn.
Oh.
Thank you, Preserver. I'll send some people down in the coming weeks. This will help. It was among the greatest boons gifted to our culture. Fulad became a byword for unbreakable. Bear it well.
We will. The things the Mekanites did with it are unbelievable. Advanced beyond belief.
The greatest civilization that ever stood.
This is like the SCP version of Glazing Sakuna.
Ah, yes. My Fulad technique. I haven't used this since the Heian era.
Right. We also have questions about this Bumaro. He seems to occupy a central place in the Mekanite culture, religion, history, everything. Who was he?
Emperor Bumaro was the strongest sorcerer of history. No. Was the first mortal man to witness the majesty of the broken god in all her glory. Her sundered form lay to rest under the sands. A cripple and a peasant, raised above humanity by the generosity of Mekane, given new form to him, his family, his flock, his people. What would become of the Mekanite Empire?
Right, we gleaned as much from the creation.
It is not a myth.
Pardon?
A myth is what the Covenant used to scare their children. The Emperor is history. His existence is indisputable. It says in the cylinder that he reigned for centuries.
Well, they figured out cold fusion and bionics in the 17th century BCE.
It is so believable they extended their lifespans.
Point taken.
He was given form and his sons and his bloodline let him raise the greatest army ever known, all to bring order and justice to the world.
And yet, mysteriously, no one remembers it.
Fuck you!
I suppose that covers the Empire Doubter, part as well.
Doubter. L.
Ratioed. Though, could you tell us more about these other two nations of man? We've seen them referenced many times, but nothing specific. Were they related to the fall of the city?
A pause as A1 once again appears lost in computation. I do not know.
Unfortunate. But I think that's all we have for you today. I believe Hedvig's people will be coming down for more interviews soon.
That is right. Just trying to get a better image of the culture from someone who lived in it.
This is acceptable. Due to a substantial amount of paratech and parahistorical findings submitted to Overwatch Command by the Ammonia Round Initiative since active research began 6 months prior, 0511 scheduled a meeting with the initiative leads on March 2nd, approximately 8 months after the initial discovery of the Mechanite culture, using the secure layspace communicator. Can I be 0511?
yeah, sure.
Lay collection to Overwatch Command established. Dr. Nussbaum, Dr. Aram, 0511 is waiting. Please step into the communicator.
Nussbaum and Aram step onto the raised metal platform.
Oh my god!
The lay space cycles through several locations before settling into a view of a small asphalt parking lot in what appears to be American Southwest. Mesas and bluffs dot the horizon, the sun is high in the blue sky. There are no buildings or structures in sight, there is a single black Maybach parked in the lot. An older man in a finely pressed grey suit stands in front of it, hands in his pockets. I really like this, actually. Because, like, ordinarily, another article would be like, they were on the radio and they talked, it would be so fucking boring. But they went to, like, yeah, another fucking realm.
So cool. I love lay space, bro.
Hello, guys. Welcome to my little kingdom.
There? Avi!
At lay space, a virtual projection with no data transfer delay, all powered by the ley lines of the Earth. And it costs a fortune to run, I should know, I helped design it. Well, it did. But with the recent improvements that have come out of your project, it now only costs a small fortune to run. So thanks for that. Just one taste of what I've been able to do so far with 001's technology. So, tell me everything. Everything, sir? Well, everything important. I've read the reports, but I want to hear it from the horse's mouth. Dr. Nussbaum, your progress so far?
Yes, we've recovered hundreds of tablets and engravings and mosaics across the city, and are in the process of translating them. The vast majority are simple day-to-day affairs, business and legal records, personal correspondence, etc. All paint a picture of the Mechanite culture. A society that was building a metropolis of the future, while the glaciers from the Ice Age were still melting. They had a complex legal and justice system, a novel family structure incorporating distant cousins into large households and clans.
Yes, anthropology, fascinating. I was wondering if you had figured out any more of the later history.
Later history, sir?
Well, what happened to them? Between the technological and the archaeological reports, this was a culture that was undisputed as the most advanced in the world at the time. But they also keep mentioning this war with the other two nations, this anatom of the Namco Empire, and the Manjul references the capital of the Devite Covenants. What that signals to me, and do tell me if I'm wrong, please, is that these two empires were each powerful enough to withstand a war with the Mechanite culture, depending on what happened to Ammoni Ram, bring it to its knees.
I suppose so, sir, but the Aegean tablets do not give a precise location for the other two cities. And if we do want to find them, well, a location could be anywhere. In a shipping record, in a letter to a distant cousin.
Well, that's fine, but we do need to figure out how this city died, and I'd be pretty goddamn willing to bet that the things you found in the Undercity are related. The flesh fingies and the plants.
Nothing has been confirmed yet, though it does seem quite likely.
Huh. Well, in the meantime, see what you can get out of that robot down there. What's his name? Preserver, SCP-A1. And it's not a robot, it's an artificial intelligence.
Well, if you didn't notice, A1 also looks like AI.
Oh, wow. Well, whatever it is, it's hiding something from you. Speaking of which, this place had artificial intelligence when the Persians were figuring out irrigation?
How many times am I going to have to hear these goddamn comparisons? I promise. Yeah, they didn't even go all out. When we were still jerking off in caves, they had the transit
Google?
System. I get it, Rounder. I understand the concept.
Well, they have video
we don't need
games?
To keep waking it.
Far from their only breakthrough, if we can harness their cold fusion technology, their bionics, their power systems, reverse engineering any one of their innovations could change the world. Well, okay, slow your roll. We don't know what happens to them, like I said. For all we know, their technology led them to their downfall. So let's wait before getting any ideas of dragging the world into the 21st century early. Let's focus on changing the foundation first, right, Robert? Yes, sir. Good. But I suppose that if you want to improve the rate of research, you're going to need some more people. Yes, I have a list of requisition requests. All sort of machinery, excavation equipment, hazmat equipment, and scientific machinery. Funding, of course. Naturally. Forward it to my factotum. We'll take care of everything you need. We're very excited about this over at Site 1, you know. Very excited to see what comes out of Money Round next. Well, we also need people. How many people? Right now there's about 50 of us in the security, but we're stretched thin to explore a whole city. I've run the numbers, and 200 additional personnel will give us the arms we need. Well, that's a lot of arms, Robert. Not something I can make happen with a snap of my fingers. I have a list of names I can forward, and it is a lot. We've barely scratched the surface what the Mechanites left us, and already are reaping the reward. Surely it's worth it. Oh, I can't disagree there. You'll have your people within 2 months. Might need to consider expanding. I can't. It's like, I can't just do that. It's like, please, well, I guess I can.
I mean, I do appreciate the logistics. It's supposed to be a secret organization. They just casually move 200 dudes around. It's a lot of
I'm inclined to agree, which is why I want to request your permission to see if we can get certain aspects of the city working again. Like what? The power grid, for one. We've mapped it out pretty well. It's surprisingly intact. I'm confident that with the extra arms and A1's help, we could get the reactors online within the month. And then I could sit the throne!
I could be on the throne of Fulad.
It's like, well, this is a comfy seat. Maybe I'll take one of these wands out of my code name.
Swish.
Do you know what I mean?
Do you think they have the fucking staff that Washington had in Assassin's Creed? The, like, magic staff?
The symbol of my power! It's still so fucking funny to me how evil his voice became in that DLC. He has like a normal voice in the main game, and then he gets like the evil artifact. He's like, I have so much power with this.
Allow me to show you what Washington can dream of.
Like, you filthy savage. He's back. That's it.
Fucking British, like, George, this isn't your heart. Quiet, you. I'm monologuing.
I can do anything.
All right.
The better situated the city is, the more we can learn about the machinery, and the more we can improve the foundation. Well, I suppose so. Permission granted, just stay safe. We're still working blind here. You both have your orders anyway. Good luck. 0511 opens the car door and gets inside, starting the engine. Simultaneously, the laser base collapses into darkness, and Raman and Nuspan step backward. Lair connection to Overwatch Command terminated.
That was fun.
Yeah.
So I have a question. I've heard you do a Southern American voice a lot.
Okay.
Which is a fun accent. What's your impression of Southern English accent? Because you hate them so much. What do they sound like?
Well, they're a bit like this. They're kind of like, you know, sort of weak and wimpy and sort of, you know, out of touch, I would say. They're quite worthless, really.
That's what they sound like?
Yes, what they sound like in my head, yes.
Your mic got worse to compensate.
I'm very sorry about that.
Yeah, it's okay. Well, wow, this version's a lot politer.
At 10 Downing Street, we really do just love poverty.
What does that mean?
We really want to see it make a resurgence.
We're going to cut homeless people in half by 2025.
May the Honourable Speaker fucking shoot him. Right, Honourable Gentleman.
Who's the Honourable Speaker?
He's the guy in the Parliament.
Okay, whatever you say, boss. He's got his fucking gun. Is he allowed to have a gun? No, is he the one with the license?
No, he doesn't have a gun. That'd be incredible if he had a gun.
He has a slingshot.
Do you know about Blackrod, by the way?
No, tell me about Blackrod.
Blackrod is, I'll read it off, well, he's like an official in the Parliament. So basically, I think it's ceremonial. So it's direct, he has like a literal black rod, like an ebony staff.
Yeah.
And his job is maintaining order in the fucking Parliament.
Did he do a good job of that?
I don't know. I don't know what they actually, like, physically do.
Do they ever, like, just start fighting and he just starts stomping the staff?
They're like, I guess.
You gotta get out of here.
But it's just, like, they don't call them by their names. Like, oh, here comes Blackrod.
That's so funny compared to American politicians. I literally saw, like, a montage here. They have, like, this old politician
like, the fucking
yelling
Supreme.
At people making fun of them. Ugh, you're all
to
so
become
boring.
Blackrod, you have to defeat the previous Blackrods.
He's just like frozen over with dust.
George unmoving. Washington's like in the throne. He was like, I can't get to the throne. This person with a black staff. Every instant's telling me 12. To run.
You're not welcome in here.
I have a complete authority in this space.
Jesus.
George Washington, if you take one step forward, your heart will stop.
Oh, man. I have to admit, I know I said we'll do a longer episode, and maybe we can do, like, a part two, but I'm, like, already... I'm so pooped. I don't know. How much longer do you want to go?
Do you want to go to the end of this next, like, interview log, then?
Sure. Let's do that.
And we'll have a part three, because I'm enjoying it still. Ah.
Yeah.
I'm still invested. Enough.
Yeah, they'll probably kill us, though.
Well, I don't care, because this is my podcast!
So true. You're based sometimes.
I'll do what the fuck I want. Let's have a fucking video discussion. Let's see what these worthless opinions.
It's all things to read.
I would enjoy that, says lad. Like, I give a shit what you enjoy.
God damn.
I'm sorry, lad. I don't mean it. That's a joke.
Oi, oi, oi. You have to read.
Sorry.
This is later I'm research. Remember you said you were going to do it.
You're going insane, pal. Sorry. The additional okay. personnel and requisitioned arrived via airlift to ARF 01 throughout March.
What?
ARF 01 throughout March and April of 1984.
How'd you do it without missing a beat? It's like a fucking soundboard. ARF 01.
The sudden threefold increase in personnel required immediate expansion. ARF 02 was established in another structurally intact skyscraper in the southern district of Amoni Ram, each site now holding approximately 100 personnel. You okay? Hmm.
Yeah, what do you mean?
You sounded like you were distraught for a second.
No, I went, aw. Like, aw.
Ah.
Sorry, I didn't do the last tilt because I was tired.
To connect the two sites, the disused rail system of Amoni Ram was brought back into functional condition. Functional, I meant to say. To ferry materials and personnel. This further necessitated the repair and refurbishment of the city's power grid and reactors, using technical assistance from A1 and its automatons. While the cold fusion reactors required extensive study and repair, the relatively simple nuclear reactors incorporating power technology were slowly brought online using requisitioned nuclear fuel. On April 12th, the first two Formic reactors came online, providing power to the entire western and southern districts of the city, allowing use of lighting, air conditioning, and of the rail system to ferry personnel and material between the two sites.
Holy shit, we invented air conditioning thanks to mechanite. Sorry, please continue.
Okay, maybe an interview log between Osman Aram and A1. A1's head twitches upwards. You are repairing my city. Hello to you too. Yes, I suppose we are. Oh, but that's not a problem. No. Your help was invaluable. The technology, it's a marvel. You would have taken years to figure it out alone. You would have eventually, no matter.
You might have noticed that there are a lot more of us lately.
Yes, you are settling into the ruins.
Well, no, I wouldn't...
You are assisting my city. You are permitted.
Oh, well, thank you. I wanted to probe you on some history.
I do not know what help I can be. I have guided you to the historical records.
Yes, but we would like a primary source. So you yourself remember nothing about the city you call home? What happened at the end of the Empire, perhaps? I am deeply sorry if we offend
you. Curiosity should never be an offense, but I do not have the answers you seek. My memory is fragmented, my mind sundered. I remember little more than hazes and flashes, sitting images, sitting at the market, eating a fruit and waiting for mother, playing with the other children and falling, crying as my brother fixed the welds and screws on my leg. My mind is not my own. So you weren't always like this. You were human. I was better. I was a mechanite. Fan cam kicks in.
It's still just the same picture of Dr. Ram.
No, it's A1's fan cam.
I know, but that's the only picture they had.
It's like grey filter, so he looks like a robot.
Yeah. They colored red eyes in MS Paint.
This was not always my form. This much I know. But who I was, how I arrived in this state, I do not. But I remember the sky cracking as down came the walls, and the landsmen held back the tide of monstrosities and verdure so we could escape to the undercity.
That does explain the corpses.
Jesus. I cannot tell you my history because I do not remember it, but I can help you find it yourself.
How?
I told you of the Fulad throne, and how it is used by each Emperor Bumaro to call the wisdom of all predecessors. It accepts memories, imprinted into special cylinders, and feeds them to its occupant through their augments.
The cylinders we found in the basement?
Wait, so if I sat in the chair, the throne, and someone fed the cylinder in, I would see the memory, feel it in my arm and leg? Yes, all that is required is the fist. A what? An heirloom of the Imperial family, a special augment, allowing them to use the throne. The throne is one of the most mystical and powerful artifacts ever created. The fist ensures that only those that were meant to sit on it could use it. Okay, where is this fist? You already have it. The machine you gave me. It fits perfectly on the end of my arm. That's not a coincidence, is it?
Oh, is he like the secret, like... descendant of the mechanites or whatever.
I think it's more like you gave me it to fit on the end of my hand, not like it's perfectly sculpted to my genetic hand.
Oh, wait, what?
Because he gave him one.
Yeah, I'm confused.
We'll find out more.
No, but I am as blind to what brought about the end of the mechanites as you. Go now and discover our legacy. Tell me, so I might remember what I was before.
Go now and discover should be our fucking tagline.
Okay, I think there's one more log we should do for, like, compelling cliffhanger.
Yeah, for sure. Let's keep going.
Upon their exit from the Undercity, Project Leeds immediately assembled a team and made for the palace to investigate the throne. The hum of machinery is barely audible from inside. It was concluded that bringing the city's power online had restored the throne to full working order. The left armrest contained a port that fit the cylinders recovered from the library. It looked like a drink, like, slot.
Holders.
Yeah, exactly. Well, the right contained a depressed section molded around the grip of the fist. Well, they didn't know about the cylinders, so when they first saw the fridge, surely they thought that was a cup holder.
Wow, they really were advanced. They had cup holders while we were still
While we were still monkeys.
It gets more ridiculous.
While we were in the primordial ooze, they had Fortnite. Testing was immediately commenced.
Sorry, I love the conviction you said that with.
I am not sure about this, Robert.
I trust Preserver. I'm the only one modded out enough to get a good view of what the memory is. And you need to be here to make sense of what I'm seeing. It'll be fine.
Still.
Well, it's not like we have a lot of options if we want to figure out what happened. Aram settles into the throne, placing the fist into its depression. Don't I just fucking know that? Wow, this thing is uncomfortable. Go on and put the cylinder in. Me at the club be like...
Your engineers are out by the power line. Just say the word and we'll shut it down. Are we recording? Okay.
Nussbaum steps to the side of the throne, placing the metal canister into it. It sinks into the slot, and the throne begins emitting a steadily increasing hum of machinery and clicking. After several seconds, a noise locks the fist in place. Oh, shit. Here we go. The Ram's eyes fill with a pale golden light, and he arches his spine. Held in place by the fist, he writhes wordlessly in the throne, gasping.
Robert? Robert!
Oh, shit. Oh, fuck. I see it. Oh, God.
Shut
No, I can handle it. The Ram continues to writhe, bucking forward and backwards in the throne before abruptly ceasing and coming into a seated position.
Robert, are you there? What do you see?
Oh, my God. It's beautiful.
What is?
I'm standing on the palace, the balcony facing the eastern districts. The sun is rising. It's casting this fucking beautiful dappled light across the whole city.
When did he start saying fucking all the time?
I can see it. The buildings. I can see all of it. There's no skyscrapers. It's not ruined. It's perfect. The streets are bustling. Well, he's in incredible pain, so I don't blame him.
Damn.
The streets are bustling with activity. The markets, people are hawking, their words shouting. It's a living, breathing, fucking city. They have all have bionics of some sort. The sun hits the horizon. I can see them. Their arms, or legs, or faces shining. I'm turning away and heading into the palace. The scene changed.
What is it?
I'm sitting in a carriage. No, a car. Some sort of car thing being driven through the streets. There's guards all around me, armored and covered in swords, some sort of primitive gun, and I have the windows down. People are offering things to me. Bread, wine, fruits, gifts. Someone just slid a canvas in. It's an oil painting of a man. A huge brown man with a beard. Oh God, it's me. I'm Bramaro, it's a painting of me. Half the body is all full out, left leg and both arms. I'm smiling and waving to the people we're talking. It's Mechanite, I can't understand them.
Just repeat the noises. I will translate later.
Thank you. Your lord loves you. Mechane honors us all. There's lots of happy shouting. Okay, we're back in the palace now, on the throne. There's people in the throne room, soldiers, I think, generals. The important one is a woman in this dragon armor. They're all poring over a huge map of, I think it's Asia. It's all fucked up like the one in the engravings. There's lines drawn everywhere, symbols. Three big circles. One is in Egypt, one's in India, one's on the Chinese coast. They're all yellow and arguing. They're looking at me. I look away to the right. There's a woman there. She's beautiful. Her eyes are gone. She's a golden map, and she's beautiful. This intricate set of golden metal feather wings on her back. I love you so much. There's a little boy next to her. It's my wife and son. I'm looking to the generals. I nod. The covenant go too far. Prepare the golden legion. The light disappears from Ram's eyes and locks release. He slumps backwards, unconscious.
Robert! Medic!
And will Dr. Ram be okay? Will we discover the secrets of Ammoni Ram? Yeah.
I think he's probably going to make it.
Is he going to be okay?
The chair killed him just to get that vision.
Yeah.
And that's the end of his character.
And that's the end of my story. I never found out what happened to Ammoni Ram. I'm going to spend the last of my life in prison.
Jeez, why in prison? What did you do? My swag was too different. My bitch was too bad.
Hey, that's a tring, okay?
Oh, man. All right. So is that it for today?
Yeah, well, pardon the comments, of course.
Perfect. Let me go ahead and do that. Mental por favor. Alright. So, Andrew Marshall says, I'd love to see you two go through the Three Portlands UIU dossier page. I feel Darnell would like it. If that's too long or dense, then the list of Nexuses on the Nexus Hub would be interesting.
Yeah. That'd be interesting.
JJ says, we have to keep this a secret from the world. The human mind will crack under such a discovery. The foundation upon finding Robert Aram's incredible jawline. While I'm still fond of Rounder's first proposal, Memento Mori, it's pretty hard to not put gold and jade somewhere in my top five. I won't say much since you guys aren't finished with it, but the rich history of it all is really so cool. My favorite moment is when they accidentally introduce Preserver to the modern age knowledge like Skibidi Gyat Riz, which it uses to blow up the foundation and the Zarkix. Oops, I peeped into the bone proposal document. Sorry, guys, I had to spoil it. Anyways, great episode. Rating it a 10 out of 10. I was going to give you 10, but the O is rounder.
So what you're saying is you gave us 1-0 out of 10.
Oh, 1-0 out of 10. That's fun.
So it's one.
Have a good week.
The O is invalid, so it's 1 out of 10 you gave us. That's fucked.
That is fucked. Agisuru says, algorithm!
You'll be rewarded for your loyalty in the next life, but unfortunately not this one. Kill that guy.
To die for the foundation of our country.
Let's hope you get to that heaven that you're going to be enjoying.
Like the most evil king of all time, it's like, yes, you've served me well, and as such, let me get you to heaven a little bit.
I'm sure you'll enjoy it with all those good deeds.
Shythalia says, Dr. Abraham low-key looks like Wendigoon. I don't see it at all. Daryl Ryan.
Nothing at all. There's no resemblance. You're insane. Say,
yeah.
Your mind is destroyed by reading the article, I'm afraid.
That's a shame. Daryl Griner says, back from Spotify to give some clarification to the Spotify comment debate. Under each episode, when you're listening to it, there's a Q&A section. I actually did look at this, by the way, and I saw the Q&A, but I couldn't see anyone else who had posted in a Q&A.
Your mind is also broken, I'm afraid, commenter, so yeah. You don't know what you're talking about.
He also says, any plans to tackle Mamjul and Garar?
I don't play like American football that much, but if I see him on the field, I'll give it a go.
That's very nice of you, thank you. MT says, the corpse surrounded by the tentacles give off the same imagery of the guy that died while jacking off in Pompeii. Bro gave audio platform listeners foresight and took it away. Aww. You stop posting the videos early on accident?
Yeah. Well, there's not been an episode since that one, so...
Good. Floppy the Thirth says, About calling robots things other than robots, I think it's a combination of two things. The first one is to differentiate a story from others. The same way zombies are almost never called zombies, but they're called walkers, roamers, shamblers, rotters, or biters. Or how some fantasy novels have different names for things we already have, like saying younglings instead of children. This can be annoying, but also be cool, like the replicants from Blade Runner. The second reason is because the different
names... That's cowardly, to be honest. Anyone who doesn't call them robots is a fucking idiot.
Hold on, let him cook. The second
reason... I'm joking, because I don't call... I call them automatics.
Yeah, you do, you fucking idiot.
No!
Second reason is because the different names mean slightly different things. An android, specifically a humanoid robot, for example. While I'm not sure it is exactly true in this story, automatons usually refer to old-school clockwork robots, as were popular from the 1850s to the early 1900s. They were things like the fortune tellers in glass boxes or the old chess robots. Nowadays, we usually see them at rides in Disneyland or as the animatronics in Chuck E. Cheese or FNAF. Later on in the episode, you hit on something I find very interesting. How did the Foundation or its precursors start hiding the anomalies? And how did they decide what is and is not anomalous in the beginning? The only thing I can think of is that the world was a lot less anomalous in the past, so that the anomalous really stood out as weird. This combined with a colonialist attitude, where every time they discovered a new culture with something anomalous, it had to be hidden away immediately, until they had hidden so much away they couldn't stop containing or else have to change the entire Foundation. This leads to my favorite type of stories on the site. Stories where the Foundation need to contain everything anomalous, even if it's not dangerous and would help humanity if left uncontained. It is shown as a bad thing. My favorite of these is 6500. It is very good and only about 95k per long. You'll never read that.
Yeah, maybe not.
Is 6500 yours?
No.
Are you okay? The way you said maybe not, you sounded so defeated.
I'm not defeated. I've never known defeat.
I feel like you have known defeat.
If you don't acknowledge defeat, then you never know it. All it is a meaningless phenomena.
Damn. Harbinger the Seventh says, great episode. Rounders 01s are quite long, but are very well done. Can't wait for the fourth proposal.
Let's see what Harbinger the Sixth says.
Yeah, we'll see what your predecessor had to say about that.
There's a power ranking.
Rounder House says, whoa! Hi, Rounder.
He's scared.
Yeah, he gets scared. Quaker says, I've never read any of Rounder's Jewel Rio 01 series, so this is going to be my first time checking them out. This should be fun. I take it this is like a whole...
Yeah, well,
ones he did.
Yeah, if we do the rest of them, they're going to be spaced out. We're not going to do them straight away, of course.
Are they all this long?
Probably.
Oh my god, Rounder.
Rounder.
Gayhald Mills says, we're going to a Moni Ram? Hell yes! Aw, you break the streak of early upload on the audio-only platforms.
Sorry, you lost your profit eye.
It's fucked up. Why would you take that away from them?
Because all power belongs to me.
That's true. Alright, guys. Well, thank you for watching and for sharing your power with Tanoni. Sorry I didn't do a longer one, but what I might end up doing is, because I have the next couple days off, maybe I'll do another hour recording at some point and we can get more in and, like, splice it or do a double episode or something. I'll see where everyone's heads are at. I don't want to promise anything, but for now, we'll see you guys next time. Bye.
Bye.